And hope you're having a great Saturday. We've got some high school football that's fixing to come your way on the Fox 96.9. I'm Gary Lee, and joining me, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland. How we doing?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's kind of neat to have a Saturday game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something a little bit different that we've never done in the regular season. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to have an extra day of preparation like this.
Yeah, maybe even help, you know, prepare for the future. But let's look at last week, man, at the pit there, taking on Coach Spittler and his Bulldogs. And, boy, that was a dogfight, no pun intended.
Yes, it definitely was. I mean, we were a little disappointed with how we came out flat, you know, back-to-back empty possessions offensively, and defense was giving up too much on the ground and allowed another deep ball to be completed. So, you know, it's disappointing coming off of how we ended at Mountain Grove a week prior, but our offense started picking up, coming alive in the second quarter, but kind of what we saw, the story of the rest of the game was we could not stop the run game. And, you know, coming out of halftime, we had the 24-12 lead, get the ball. We have a 50-plus yarder first play inside the 10, get called back for a penalty, and then another penalty, and then a sack. So then we're punting on 4th and 33 instead of, you know, putting points on the board would have made it 32-12, and really would have been hard for them to stay in their game plan, being down 32-12, you know, run the clock out and just getting chunks at a time like they did. So just undisciplined stuff that we preach all the time that you got to stay away from, and, you know, you get into dogfights whenever you play undisciplined like that. So
We
really want to see that improve this week.
Well, and we talked about it in the broadcast, the momentum. You know, when I mean, it was kind of set up very favorably for the Liberty Eagles because, you know, you deferred, you got the ball to start the second half, you've got the lead, and it's like the momentum they just stripped it away, and they kind of rode that wave the rest of the second half, and that was it was a counter that they were running with Fleetwood, wasn't it? And man, that was, you know, we've defended that better.
Yeah, and, you know, nothing taken away from Kabul. They had a great game plan. Fleetwood is a fantastic running back. I mean, he proved that he's one of the best backs we've seen in the SCA, you know, in the last couple of years. But we just didn't see the physicality and the aggressiveness from our defense that we saw, you know, a week prior. And that's something we really talked about and showed on film Monday. And, you know, those guys completely agreed. We just weren't the same team. We weren't the team that we expected to be moving forward after we had a game, you know, like that against Grove. And so we really just want to see us get back to playing aggressive, playing physical, and take a step forward in that aspect instead of another step back like we did last week.
Yeah, winning that line of scrimmage is going to be huge. And today, of course, it's the Salem Tigers. It's homecoming. You know, a lot of people got to get some candy from the parade. But, you know, the Salem Tigers, what are you seeing out of them?
I think the first thing we'll notice is they're big.
Yes.
They're like those old Salem teams that, you know, we're all pretty accustomed to seeing. And they're physical. They play hard. You watch them on film, and in recent weeks, you can see that they're steadily improving. They're kind of finding their identity because they got a completely new system, you know, with this new coach. And they cycled through some offenses, but the last few games, they've primarily stuck with the double tight wing T. So we better be ready to get, you know, hit with some power football again and fill our gaps with a purpose this week.
It puts a lot – I mean, really, it's all going to start, though, at the line of scrimmage. Those D linemen, you know, they need to get that first shot in.
Yeah. And, you know, they are young guys. You know, all of them are – this is their first year playing varsity football. But, you know, this is week 8 now. So it's time to really figure things out and, you know, adapt to the Friday night speed. And I think they're ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, we believe in those guys. So it's time to take another step forward here.
It was nice to see Adrian Pendergraft back out there. You know, he got to, you know, he got to kind of get the feel of it. Might we see a little more Adrian today?
Yeah, certainly, because, you know, last week we were kind of, even he was a little bit, you know, on the fence of what he was completely able to do because, I mean, that injury kept him out for a long time, and he just got to practice last week. So whenever he opened up the game the way he did, we were like, yeah, number three is back. So now we got complete confidence and, you know, opening up everything for him.
Well, and not taking anything away from any of the other skilled position players, but when Adrian is Adrian – and you've got Reese being Reese. You know, I mean, defensive, they have to acknowledge and scheme for that, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, I mean, you got Reese on one side, you got Adrian on one side, and then you got Carter in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then our other guys, you know, you still got Char, you still got Eddie, mm-hmm. Eli Moore, and those sophomores we filter in there. You know, they're good players too. So that just makes our offense so much more dangerous whenever you got guys scattered all over the field and then you got a quarterback like Pruitt. So we're just really, I mean, we haven't had Adrian, so we're really figuring out what we can be going into the playoffs now. So it's pretty fun, pretty exciting.
You normally keep them separated too, don't you? You keep one on one, you know, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we like to.
Yeah.
Once in a while, we'll put them together because they're both really good blockers.
Yeah.
But, you know, having speed like that on both sides is pretty dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. And it would kind of, you know, allow you to work the middle of the field a little, you know, with those two being able to stretch it. It just seems like it opens up so much more for your offense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we completely agree. And that's one thing, you know, we've really focused on these last few weeks is kind of getting back to using the middle of the field a little bit more because we feel like we got away from that. So, you know, that's something we've talked about as a coaching staff as well.
But I mean, it's kind of it playing in the middle of the field because I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. But people need to realize this, fans. And if you can help elaborate on it, when you're, yes, the middle of the field is, will be there a lot of times, but that you're really gambling right there because, you know, I mean, bad things can happen.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's where the whole defense is set up, you know, first and foremost. So for that quarterback to even be able to see in the middle of the field is pretty difficult. So you really kind of got to work to get him angles to be able to see, because sometimes it might look wide open,
right?
And there's a guy just, you know, right out of his peripherals that comes over and picks it off. I mean, you see it on Saturday's NCAA, you see it in the NFL all the time where, you know, quarterback thinks the middle of the field's wide open and here comes a linebacker that he didn't see.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to help your quarterback in a way if you're gonna try stuff like that in the middle of the field. And that's just kind of what we're working to do, just trying to find angles and zone defenses that, you know, we can find somebody there like Reese or Adrian or Ashar, you know, somebody that can make a move in the middle and maybe be gone, take angles away from the D-back. So that's just kind of what we've been seeing.
And, you know, the one player that's kind of that, you know, to me is really sneaking in there that teams are having trouble with, you know, is Char. You know, it seems like every week he's that guy that has come up with a big play that is either, you know, giving you a first down or giving you 6 points. You know, because when Gavin goes off, you know, all of a sudden now there's help over the top or there's a double team, you know, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. And then he's able, and, you know, and again, you know, bringing Adrian back with his abilities and his ability to run after the catch, it's kind of, you know, Char is the one player, along with Eddie and Eli, but to me it seems like Char's the one that could really benefit from that.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, anybody that knows Shards, you just know he's such a great kid, such a hard worker, and you know, for him to get to this point it's awesome to see, because we've all known he's had the ability, and he's just worked his butt off, and he's a great kid that'll do anything for the team. Mm-hmm. He's always a team first kid, so yeah, and the dangerous player he is now is. It's so fun to have a guy like that on your team.
Oh, and we're just scratching. We ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, no.
From Char. We've not seen anything of what the potential he has. I promise each and every one of you's that. He's just going to go off, and then it's just that's how it's going to be until he finishes. But hey, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Of course, it's homecoming. We're going to have kickoff coming at you here in just a few. The Liberty Eagles and the Salem Tigers right here on the Fox 96.9. Coach Ackland, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.